This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 7:15 on the evening edition with Kelvin and Hezril. And our next story, we're looking at foreigners and hawking licenses. Selangor just passed legislation that bans foreigners from owning business licenses, running temporary businesses, or being employed by such businesses. This was announced by Rodzia Ismail, the state's Entrepreneur Development Committee chairman, as well as Patutika Adun.
Yep, so she said the changes were to give clarity and address weaknesses to the current system of issuing business licenses for hawking. Additionally, registration will use a biometric system and it cannot be done by anyone other than the person named in the license or its registered workers.
Yeah, so with this one, I'm quite interested in specifically what reason they will be giving, you know, for with regards to this, right? Because initially they just said that, well, this updated legislation was just to clear up some of the confusion surrounding the old policies. And if we look at Penang, for instance, right, what they had done then was to put a ban on foreigners from cooking local hawker fare. So, you know, your things like basambo, char kway teow and all that, right? So when they said that, when they did that, it was to protect and preserve the authenticity of hawker food. I wondered then, in this case, what are you trying to do, right? Are you trying to preserve local jobs? Are you trying to perhaps protect some Selangor-specific cuisine?
And on another note, actually, foreign operators, it's not just hawkers, but foreign wet market operators has actually been an issue in the past in parts of Selangor like Shah Alam. So about in, I think, 2017, the Shah Alam City Council had to address complaints by local wet market operators, saying that one of them said, you know, it's not fair for us to compete with these immigrants who are running businesses without documents or permits. Apparently, they were operating without the necessary documents. And, you know, this issue has popped up in other areas and other businesses as well. You know, and I don't know if the pandemic has heightened, you know, fears of, you know, job security. Right. So I don't know. You know, I think there's a lot of things going on here, you know, both from the perspective of foreign workers and local, you know, hawkers who, you know, let's not forget, they are small operators. They're not SMEs. They don't get the amount of aid that, you know, bigger companies do get. I think so far, the latest aid given to hawkers, you know, was a one-off payment of a few hundred ringgit.
Yeah.
So it feels that they're being left out and that perhaps, I don't know, maybe the fears are justified.
So you can let us know how you think this might impact hawkers in Selangor. You can call us 7733-2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, in the meantime, we did manage to get an on-the-ground perspective. We got in touch with Mohamed Zamri Mohamed, Secretary General of the Coalition of Malay Small Traders Associations Malaysia. Zamri was most comfortable speaking in Bahasa, and so we'll be doing a quick recap after each of Zamri's responses. So first off, we asked him to elaborate on the issues regarding the issuing of licenses to foreigners.
Berhubung dengan perniagaan warga asing yang terdapat di negara kita hari ini, ianya terbagi kepada dua. Satu di sektor penjajahan perniagaan kecil, yang mana perniagaan-perniagaan yang diuruskan oleh peniaga tempatan ini tidak dibenarkan sama sekali kepada warga asing. Bukan sahaja tak dibenarkan perniagaan, bekerja pun tak boleh. Dan satu lagi berhubung dengan perniagaan tetap, yang mana di kedai-kedai tetap, kalau dahulunya pihak berkuasa tempatan tidak mengambil berat tentang perniagaan yang diuruskan oleh berdatan asing, tetapi semenjak Tan Sri mengambil alih kementerian, satu cadangan dibuat supaya 23 sektor perniagaan ini tidak dibenarkan sama sekali kepada warga asing.
So Zamri explained that the issues relating to foreign workers have surfaced in two different areas, the first being hawkers. This not only includes ownership of these licenses, but also the hiring of foreign workers. According to Encik Zamri, the laws on this have been around for a long time on the federal level. But alongside Selangor's new laws, there was also a recent push for the law to include more permanent brick-and-mortar stores like Kedai Runcit and the like. And since Tan Sri Anwar Musa took over the federal territories ministry, he's proposed expanding the ban to include 23 sectors of brick and mortar stores. So we also asked Zamri what he thinks prompted Tan Sri Anwar Musa's firmer stance on prohibiting foreign ownership of small businesses.
Apa yang berlaku sebelum ni walaupun tidak membenarkan peniaga tempatan mengambil pekerja, tetapi rata-ratanya ada peniaga-peniaga ni mengambil pekerja dengan andaian bahawa mereka dapat menjimat belanjaan sebab dengan mengambil pekerja tempatan ini mereka terpaksa bayar lebih dan kemungkinan pekerja tempatan ini tak kekal lama. Tapi masalah yang timbulnya apabila kita dapat jimat belanjaan yang menggunakan pekerja asing ini, akhirnya pekerja asing ini pula jadi tokek pula.
So Zamri said that despite having these laws in place, businesses are still hiring foreign workers, firstly as a cost-saving measure, and secondly because the employee turnover rate is higher among local workers. But this has also led to foreign workers eventually becoming business owners themselves. He added that there are also cases of locals registering for business licenses only to sublet them out to foreigners. So we then asked how foreign workers have typically gone from becoming employees to business owners.
Jadi sebenarnya dia orang datang ni semata-mata untuk mendapatkan rezeki kepada keluarga juga. Tapi disebabkan oleh komitmen kita yang tinggi dan dia orang ni datang ni tak ada komitmen sebenarnya. Jadi apabila dia mula berniaga sebagai satu latihan yang bermula dengan kecil-kecilan yang tidak dibuat secara langsung tanpa memerlukan perbelanjaan. Tak ada lesen, tak perlu bayar cukai dan sebagainya. Jadi dia orang dah buat perniagaan yang kata orang tu cara yang tak sah, yang mana dia orang boleh jual dengan harga yang murah kesannya kepada peniaga tempatan, persaingan yang tak berapa sihat, dan akhirnya kita mengalami kerugian.
Right. And Zamri also went on to share an example of it happening at the wholesale markets.
Yep, so just to briefly recap, Zamri acknowledged that foreign workers come to Malaysia to support their families as well, but that they don't have the same financial commitment as locals. So when they do business, they start out small without having to shell out for things like licensing or tax. He said that this is invalid, illegal, and creates unhealthy competition. So, and according to him, right, there have also been cases where foreign workers would take rejected produce at zero cost and then sell it below the market price. He reiterated that because they are doing this without having to pay any license fees, rental, or tax, they are putting local operators at a greater disadvantage because customers would inevitably go for the cheaper alternative. Following that, we asked Zamri whether the introduction of stricter regulations will lead to more job creation for locals.
Yeah, dalam keadaan sekarang ni, yang mana selepas saja PKP dan sebagainya, kita menjangkakan ekonomi akan merosot dengan agak teruk lah, yang mana kadar pengangguran akan bertambah dan ini akan menambahkan lagi persaingan dalam perniagaan. Jadi kalau kita dapat berteraskan sebanyak mungkin peniaga-peniagaan daripada warga asing yang dibuat secara haram ini, insyaAllah warga tempatan dapat menjalankan perniagaan untuk mencari rezeki dalam membela dan juga untuk menanggung belanja warga yang patutnya lah. Jadi saya amatlah berharap dengan tindakan kerajaan ini, pastinya warga tempatan akan dapat menikmatilah hasilnya dengan lebih berjaya lagi lah.
And Zamri said that post-MCO, everyone is aware that the economy is at an all-time low. So by eliminating illegal foreign businesses, legitimate local businesses will have a better chance at earning an income and supporting their families. However, it's not necessarily that simple. We also asked about locals leasing out business licenses out to foreign workers, and here Zamri gives his perspective on how this happens.
Kadang-kadang ni diorang ni smart juga. Dia datang dengan merayu untuk bekerja dan sebagainya, dan faktor kos yang rendah apa tu kita ambil dia. Kita ambil dia tu untuk bekerja sebagai pembantu kita, dan lama kelamaan tu dia kadang-kadang ni dia buat seolah-olahnya perniagaan ni tidak menguntungkan. Jadi tarikan pengkurangan dan sebagainya. So dia akan cuba mempengaruhi owner tadi supaya serahkanlah kepada dia tau. Yang mana yang membuat peniaga ni tertarik ni, kalau peniaga nak buat peniagaan sendiri mungkin tak dapat dengan jumlah yang dia sanggup bayar kadar sewa tu. Jadi untuk dapatkan jalan yang mudah dengan tawaran yang diberi itu dah agak sesuai dengan pendapatan peniaga tadi, maka peniaga tadi sanggup serahkan peniagaan tadi kepada mereka.
Dan peniaga tempatan yang ambil sewa ni sebenarnya makan kuah je lah, hirup kuah je lah. Yang makan daging tu sebenarnya dia orang lah. Itu yang dialami oleh pejaja-pejaja kita ni.
So according to Zamri, locals still hire foreign workers as they are the more cost-effective option. However, after a while, if profits are low or perceived to be low, these foreign workers try to influence the owner to lease the license to them. And sometimes the offers for the lease are more appealing than the actual revenue or profit of running the business. So at the end of the day, the owner reaps maybe a portion of the benefits, but the foreign worker who has the license ultimately gains the most from the arrangement. Finally, we asked if there has been action taken on local business owners who are found to lease their licenses.
Memanglah daripada dahulu hingga sekarang pun memanglah setiap PBT dan sebagainya dia ada pihak penguatkuasaan yang buat monitor kepada perniagaan-perniagaan di bawah penyeliaan mereka. Tapi kadang-kadang tu penguatkuasaan tu tak dapat dibuat sepenuh dengan alasan-alasan tu. Contohnya kalau bagi sewa sekalipun, apabila dapat maklumat yang operasi dibuat, dia akan hubungi tuan punya kedai tadi datang. Jadi apabila operasi dibuat, tak dapat diambil tindakan. Kita bukan nak buat tuduhan. Tapi kadang-kadang ni ada juga pihak-pihak penguatkuasaan ni yang memang di kata orang tu tutup mata sebelah lah kadang-kadang tu dia orang tu. Tapi saya tak nak lah komen yang tak baik, tapi maknanya saya tak boleh cakap lah, tapi benda yang tak elok berlaku lah. Tapi sebenarnya ceritanya bagi saya tu penguatkuasaan tu hendaklah kata orang tu lebih kepada melaksanakan tanggungjawab untuk membantu peniaga-peniaga tempatan lah. Sebabnya kalau kita masih lagi aman penguatkuasaan yang lama yang menutup sebelah ataupun dua belah mata sekalipun, yang tu sampai bila pun kita tak akan dapat menyelesaikan masalah perniagaan warga tempatan.
To recap, Zamri said there's always been enforcement monitoring these businesses, but they're not so effective when operations are carried out. Sometimes word would get around and foreign workers would inform the owners so that they're prepared for inspections. Sometimes there are enforcement agents who close one eye, and he doesn't want to say anything specifically bad, but he feels that enforcement should be more diligent with their responsibility to protect local business owners in order to solve the problems that they're facing now.
And that sums up our conversation with Mohammad Zamri Mohammed, the Secretary General of the Coalition of Small Traders of Malay Small Traders Associations Malaysia, who gave us his perspective on the laws that Selangor recently passed to ban foreigners from owning business licenses, running temporary businesses, or being employed by such businesses. And this is pertaining to hawking licenses. Mm-hmm. And we've been getting some messages about this. First up from Helmi, who says it's a weak argument to say foreigners created the disadvantage to locals when it is locals who were the ones selling or renting out their licenses. The key here is hard work.
Yeah, I guess it's important to consider the whole ecosystem. And I think like the reports have said that part of the reason they wanted to enforce this was because, right, locals were selling some of those licenses to foreigners. So I think a lot of things need to be considered.
Yep. And just as a final note, just a quick summation of some of the messages we've received about Musa Aman's acquittal. It's we have an anonymous message here that says, I agree with Norman about the need to stop useless blaming. I want to blame myself that, like a lot of Malaysians, had wanted a change at the last election, but also wanted insurance. With our strong majority, it has led us to where we are today. We have to stop vacillating or wanting the cake and eat it too. And a final note, I think, from Franklin that says, seriously, what's the point of voting in GE? It doesn't make sense if politicians can jump around. I am not going to vote in GE15. I think there is still value in voting. Mm. And that's what I strongly believe in. But we'll see what happens. For we sure. still have about 2 years remaining. We have the 7:30 news coming up. It's the evening edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my. BFM 89.9, the business station.